Berkeley 2291. Huh? Are you? Okay.
Can you guys wait until we're done examining this?
Okay. 11:25 hours, or 23:25 hours on 3:22:91. Hi. Can you talk to me a few minutes here? Let me do this. Before we get started, I'd like to find out some of your full name. Because you have to speak up. I'm a little bit hard of hearing. I got a cold right now. What's your full name? What's your address where you live at? Phone number at home.
No.
You go to school?
Yeah.
Where at?
Rio Mesa.
Rio Mesa High School?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what grade are you in?
11.
All right. Okay, I want you to listen up very carefully. I'm going to be advising you your rights, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are suspected of committing 245 of the Penal Code with assault with a deadly weapon. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have him present with you before and while being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before any question at no cost to you. You have the right to talk to your parents or guardians and have them present with you before and while being questioned. Do you understand each of these rights explained to you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay. Having these rights in mind, do you wish to talk to me now?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay, thank you. It's 11:28 or 23:28. Okay, sir, if you just tell me what happened.
Okay, just from my point of view, okay?
You tell me what you remember.
Okay. I was in my room with my girlfriend. We were just talking. We just barely walked in.
Could you speak up a little bit?
I was in my room with my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And we were just talking in there for a couple of minutes, and then we hear, because my window is right in front of the house.
Okay.
And we hear a lot of commotion outside. So I look through my blinds. See what's happening, and all I see is a car, like two or three cars, loads of homeboys, and they're just spreading out through the park and the street. And then I just walked, I ran out of my room, and then I just took off my jacket, and then all of a sudden I see like homeboys running, and my cousin was running down the street.
I'm sorry, but I didn't catch the last part.
You
ran out of the house.
Yeah, and then I was running down the street because I saw my cousin. And I went over there to go help him. And, like, now there's this one homeboy, he goes, come on, Nicole, you know, we're gonna fight him one-on-one. And then I see my dad right there. I just took the crowbar from my dad, and I started chasing that guy up the street. And when I see up the street, I see another car, and there's a lot more homeboys there.
Okay.
So, and I was just chasing this a little bit, but then I just stopped.
With the crowbar?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just ran back, and as I was running the corner, turning the corner, I see my cousin and the cop right there, but, you know, and then all of a sudden I just stopped right there. I heard another cop go say something, but I don't know what he said, and I was just barely dropping the crowbar.
Did you still have it in your hand?
Yeah, well, I was running,
uh-huh.
And then I heard the cop, and I just dropped it, and I was like slowing down, just about to stop. Shot me.
All right, now, you had the crowbar in your hand. I'll make sure I got it right. hand the crowbar in your hand and run down the street.
No, I'm going back.
Back. And just as you were about to drop it, you heard something. You don't know what.
Okay, well, all right, he saw me, and then, like, I heard a voice, and I was just about to drop it. I was letting go.
You were just about to drop. You let it go, but it was still in your hand. Is that correct?
No, I was letting go already.
Uh-huh.
And I was going almost to a complete stop, and he shot me right there.
All right. Which hand was the crowbar in?
Right.
Your right hand. All right. Now, what's the house that you were at when you came out? Now, is that your house? You, making sure I've got it right, you were in your bedroom, with your girlfriend, and what's her name? All right, Rio Mesa. And where does she live?
I forgot.
All right. Okay, but anyway, you came out of your house now.
Oh, wait. Camarillo Springs.
Camarillo Springs. She lives in Camarillo Springs.
Yeah. Is that what you call it over there?
Mm. You got me. All right. So you came and you heard some noise. Was it car noise you heard?
No, it was just people yelling.
People yelling. Do you know what they were yelling?
Mm-mm.
Okay, just heard some noise, people yelling.
Yeah, because I had my stereo on.
You had your stereo on. Yeah. You had your stereo on a little bit or real loud?
Like, enough so I could hear, like, things outside.
Okay, so you had it low enough where you could hear outside.
Yeah.
All right. And you hear these noises of people yelling outside, so you look out through your window.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, through the blinds.
Through the blinds. And you see what, again? Some homeboys.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about your friends or people that you know as enemies of you?
Enemies, I guess.
Who are they?
To what I think?
Yeah, what you thought you saw.
No, they were just Mexicans. What I think is they are Berry Boys.
Berry Boys, all
and,
right.
And some of them were jumping out of the truck. Some of them were already out of the truck. They were going through the park.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them walking in the street. All of a sudden, they start running towards the house.
Towards your house?
Yeah, but I was already like going down the street more.
You had already come outside.
Yeah.
All right. It's right now. It's 11:30. About what time was this?
Probably about an hour and 15, 20 minutes ago.
Okay, so an hour and 15 or an hour and 20 minutes ago, that would make it right around, 10:30, 10:40, somewhere around there, I'm guessing. I see you're looking at the clock there on the wall. It says 11:32.
I'm not sure about the exact time, but...
What do you... Rough.
Probably about between 10 and 10:30.
Okay. Have you had anything to drink tonight, alcohol wise? Nothing?
No.
Okay, have you been smoking any marijuana or?
Okay.
You've been smoking some pot?
No. A little bit today.
A little bit? How much do you think you had?
Not even that much.
I mean, one joint, two joints? I don't. Okay. Anyway, so you think you had, I'm sorry, how much? One joint, two joints? What do you think?
Like a couple of hits. A
couple of hits? Is that your pot or your girlfriend's pot?
None of us, just friends.
That had been over earlier? When were you smoking?
During the day.
About what time?
I don't remember.
Don't know. I mean, like, was it an hour before?
Three hours before?
See, looking at the clock again, 11:33.
Yeah. This is, about 1.
Whoa, 1 in the afternoon?
Yeah, around there.
Okay. All right, and you only had a couple hits, you say?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's get back to this story a minute. You went outside because some homeboys, some enemies that you thought were the Berry Boys were outside, so you went outside.
Because the only thing I know why I think it's the Berry Boys is because I went to go pick up my girlfriend at a grocery store, and by the time I had come back, my brother was telling me, yeah, they were passing by saying, Camarillo, Berry Street, all that stuff, and I said, oh, so I was just in, he told me, and I just went in the house.
I gotcha.
No.
All right. And then what time was it that you went to the grocery store? You went to the grocery store to pick up your girlfriend, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, what grocery store was that?
This is Albertson.
Albertson, yeah. Camarillo?
In Oxnard.
Oh, in Oxnard.
Yeah.
She lives in Oxnard then?
No, she was just there.
Oh, Albertson, Oxnard. You know what roadway that's on? Which one? Savior's Road? Albertson, Savior's? See, we went over there, and about what time was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I definitely don't know.
About how many, an hour or two before you ran outside this occurred, or?
Oh, by the time I got back to my house? Are you talking about that?
Well, no, I'm saying from the time that you ran outside when the homeboys had shown up,
mm-hmm.
How long before that was it that you went over and picked up your girlfriend?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, like, was it an hour or two before, or
mm-hmm.
3 hours, or?
Maybe an hour.
Okay. All right. Maybe an hour. All right. So you arrive at your house, you go inside, and you're in your bedroom with your girlfriend. And you hear this yelling outside. But as you arrive, your brother says the Berry Boys have been by there yelling, Camarillo and Berry Street. Is that correct?
Yeah, when I got there.
Okay, and you're... What's his last name? So you arrive, and your brother tells you the Berry Boys have been by there. You go on inside the house, and hear this yelling, look outside, and...
It didn't happen right away, right when I got there.
How long after you got there did it happen? About an hour, like you say.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that right?
It could be. Maybe an hour. I don't know.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Okay. So anyway, when you went outside and started, and you got a crowbar from your father...
Yeah.
What was he doing outside of the crowbar?
Protecting himself.
Protecting himself?
Yeah, because I guess before I even got back from picking up my girlfriend, my dad knew about it, and I don't know if my brother told him how many there was, but I don't know, he was protective.
All right. So you went outside, and your father was already outside then? Is that where you got the crowbar?
He was at...
Is that owned by your father?
I guess.
I mean, like, is it?
Is it
rented to somebody?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
But anyway, he was over there. Was he out front or inside the house?
By the time I saw him,
yeah. Where you got the crowbar?
He was outside.
He was outside, out front, and he gave it to you, the crowbar.
He gave it to me. I took it out of his hand.
You took it out of his hand. All right. Okay, what we want here is the truth.
Yeah, I'm telling you the
truth.
Okay,
you took the crowbar, and again, so I understand it, what was the reason you wanted the crowbar?
Protect myself.
Okay, from who?
From anyone else who keeps coming.
Well, did you see a threat there? Was there somebody there trying to attack you, or what?
Well, I see a couple of them. Maybe it's like, you know, they're probably hiding behind the wall or something.
But were any of them coming at you to attack you?
One of them, was there, and he stopped, and he's all, come on, he wanted to fight me.
And how far away was he?
He was pretty close, real close, like he was about to hit me.
Now, wait a minute, first off, you say you were behind some bushes.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying, what if, like, there's some other homeboys hiding behind some bushes or walls?
Right. What I'm asking is this. Was somebody actually coming at you is the reason you had to grab the crowbar, or were you chasing these people off?
Yeah, because my cousin was getting this other guy, and I was going to get this other one. And
okay.
He stopped, and he was about, you know, and I stopped right there, and he's like, come on. And, like, he got really close to me, like he was going to hit me. And then I saw a little sack, and I saw my dad. I said, hey, give me this. And I took it, and then I started chasing after that guy.
Okay. And what's your cousin's name? Late 20s?
Early.
And where does he live at?
I don't know the address.
Is it in Camarillo?
Yeah.
Do you know where he goes to work at?
No, I don't.
Do you know what street he lives on?
Nucleus.
What is it?
Nucleus.
N-E-W-K-U-I-S-T?
Q-U-I-S-T?
Is it, you said Nucleus. Is it N-E-W-Q-U-I-S-T?
I guess.
Have you ever been over his house before?
Yeah.
Okay. What's his phone? So he was fighting, your cousin, if I understand it, was fighting someone else, one of the Berry Street, is that correct?
Yeah.
Did he have any weapons in his hand?
No.
Did the other guy have any weapons in his hand?
Not that I know.
It was just straight fist?
I guess.
I mean, you were there, you saw it, correct?
I saw my cousin, he was just, I saw his both of his hands.
Yeah.
He had nothing in his hand. I don't know if the other guy did.
Okay, were they fist fighting?
I guess.
I mean, you were there looking at them, correct?
Not totally face to face with him.
Well, how far away were you from him?
Probably about 7 to 10 yards.
7 to 10 yards?
Yeah.
So 7 to 10 yards. He got somewhere between 21 and 30 feet from him. And he was fist fighting with another person?
I guess, or I don't know what was going on there. That's all I saw.
And was it just one-on-one?
Yeah.
All right.
From what I see.
From what you saw. And where was he in relationship to your house?
Where was he? What do you mean?
Your cousin. Was he out in front of your house or further down the street or what?
When this first thing, it first started?
When you saw him from 7 to 10
yards. Oh, he was running
down
the street. When I saw him, he was running down the street. That's why I got out of the house. I mean, I was running out of the house.
Okay. Your cousin was running down the street?
Yeah.
Okay. And he was chasing somebody or being chased?
He was chasing somebody.
He was chasing somebody. So where did you come up with this thing about him fighting somebody?
Because by the time I was down the street with him, he was already fighting somebody.
Okay, well, you come out of your house, and what's the first thing you see with your cousin? Is he running down the street?
He's running down the street.
And you're chasing after him?
I'm right behind him.
Right behind him?
Not really right behind him, I'm saying.
And where's your father?
My dad's down the street already by that house.
Down
by 126.
By 126. Okay. And, you come out of the house, you're running down the street with your cousin, your father's already down there by 126 Greenvale.
Mm-hmm.
And does this guy that your cousin, is your cousin chasing the guy or is the guy chasing your cousin?
I don't know because, like,
So, all you see then when you come out of the house is your cousin running down the street?
Yeah, he's running down the street, but then I see some other Mexicans running down the sidewalk too. And, like, it looked to me like they were just dodging each other or something, I don't know. But I wasn't really paying attention to that.
You weren't paying attention. But you ran after towards where your cousin was.
Yeah.
And you're running after with him to fight the Berry Street Boys. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the bottom of this. You were running with your cousin. You were chasing after the Berry Street Boys. Is that correct?
Well, yeah.
All right.
Yes.
All right. And your father was chasing after him also.
No.
Well, he was already down there.
Yeah.
He was already down the street at 126. Out in front of the yard, and you went by there and took
I saw
the,
my dad.
And took the crowbar.
Yeah, I told you already.
Okay, that's fine. And then tell me from there what happened, so I make sure I understand it.
And I chased him up the street.
With a crowbar.
Yeah, and then I just stopped, but he saw me turn around and start running back the other way, started talking all kinds of shit.
Who did?
That next game.
Okay, so you were one-on-one with somebody else.
Yeah, and then when I was turning the corner, I was running, and I see my cousin, like, just getting on the ground, and another cop, but then I didn't see the other cop more to my right, and then I heard him say something. I was just letting go of the crowbar, and shot me right there.
But you were running, correct?
No, I was just slowing down. I was just about to stop.
Now, you see this diagram I've drawn here? I'll hold it up here to you. Now, up this street is the cul-de-sac. Is this Bradford here?
Yeah, make that Bradford.
All right, Bradford. Keep your head down, that's fine. I'll show you. And I'm going to put
Greenvale
in the middle of this.
Yeah, make a camper truck on the right.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's turn the page, and I'll make a really big drawing. Okay, Bradford, which runs north and south, and then Greenville.
Greenville's not close to
it. It's not? It ends at the park, doesn't it?
No, it runs through.
Oh, does it run through? Okay, I didn't go up there and see.
All right, then. It runs through the park, but it goes around it.
It goes around it. The street goes around it. Okay, well, we'll end all this device that in there. And Greenville is a straight through shot. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what side of the street do you live on? Looking at this diagram here.
Left.
Okay.
I'm on the corner.
Excuse me, right here?
No, the other side.
Over here?
No. On the, all the way at the end.
Here?
Yeah.
On this side?
Yeah.
You live, I want to put a box here, is that right? And you live right there, and that's 140, correct? All right. Now, where's 126? On the same side of the street?
Yeah. The second house to the left.
Second house down?
No. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second house in the end.
Oh, second house in the corner.
Yeah.
The second house in the corner of Greenville and Bradford.
Yeah.
All right. And stop there somewhere. All right. Can you move your arms okay? Are you left or right-handed?
Right.
You think you can move?
That's something on my
head. Oh, okay. That's fine. Now.
I can hold this.
Oh, that's fine. I was going to have you make it. That's all right. Keep your arms down. I'll let you relax.
You got to make a camper shell.
Where's the camper shell at? On this side?
Yeah. Let me see. Should be more delayed. Yeah, can you move the...
Yeah.
Make it by right here.
Camper, which way is it facing? This way? Facing west? All right. Make an arrow, and I'm going to put a C beside it, and that's for the camper.
Okay. I saw my cousin fighting right next to the car.
Okay, can I put an X there?
Yeah.
Cousin. All right.
Near the front. On the side.
Where, like
okay.
There?
Yeah, and then...
That's Eddie, correct?
Yeah,
that's Eddie. So I put an E there where the X is for Eddie.
Yeah, can you bring it out right here?
Yeah.
And, okay, I was teaching the guy up here. Can you pass it?
Yeah. You take the pen for me, and...
This is the wall, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I was running back.
So you're running
north,
you were running from north to south.
Yeah. I'll keep this one on about right here.
North to south on Bradford.
Right here, I see my cousin. The wall's right here.
Uh-huh.
I'm running pretty fast, and I see my cousin and the cop.
Well, make a mark there where you think the cop is at. Or if that's okay. You think you can do it?
A what?
Mark where the cop is at.
Where Eddie's at.
If the cop was.
I guess, and then I see another, okay, a cop right here.
Put a zero where the cop is at. Can you put a small O where the cop is at? What's that?
Campus.
Okay.
How about right here?
All right, you made a dot there where the cop is at.
Okay, I'm running.
Uh-huh.
I hear a cop right here.
Put another dot there then. Okay.
And I hear him say something. I was going to drop it.
Who say something? Which cop? That cop there that's second it. Can I put a... I put a 1 for the cop out in the street and a 2 for the cop on the sidewalk. And you heard number 2 cop here yell something.
Yeah, but I don't know what it was.
Okay. And, and you were running north and south and turning west onto Greenville.
Yeah, because I was on the sidewalk.
Excuse me?
I was on the sidewalk right here, and I was running in.
You're right.
I was saying something. I just dropped the crowbar and then stopped
me. I dropped the crowbar and he shot you. All right. You ran across the sidewalk here? And
yeah,
out of the street?
Out from the street, and I just cut in right there.
You cut across the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Okay. So you cut across, which would be, what you're showing me is the northwest corner of Bradford and Greenville, the sidewalk, came across here, you heard the cops yell something.
And I was just dropping the crowbar, and then,
okay, which cop shot you?
Two.
Number 2 shot you? The same person who yelled?
Yeah.
All right.
I know. He didn't know who I was, though.
Did you know that he was a cop?
No.
You did not know he was a cop?
Well, I kind of knew, but you never know.
Well, I mean, did he say that he was a cop? Did you recognize him? Did you recognize him being a cop?
No, because with the quick glance, I didn't even have time to look at him.
Okay. But you thought he was a cop?
I kind of knew he was a cop because I see number 1 there.
Number one. Oh, you saw number 1?
Yeah.
And knew him to be a cop?
I knew that was a cop.
Do you know him personally? Is that why you know that?
No, because I saw the flashlight.
Oh, you saw the flashlight. All right.
That's how I knew that that was a cop.
Okay.
But I didn't see the other one.
All right. So I noticed here you were cutting across here. Is there any?
Okay.
Cutting across the sidewalk coming up here with a crowbar. Now, the crowbar was in, I'm sorry, which hand?
My right hand.
Right hand. Okay. All right.
Is that it?
Let you relax for a minute. How close do you think you were to the cop, number one, who was out in the street, when you shot and fired off?
That's pretty close.
Pretty close? How many, you know, foot, 2 foot?
I don't know. He was in the dark. I don't know.
Yeah, but you said you saw his flashlight.
I saw number one flashlight.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. How close were you to the...
But this one I was running. So, I don't know.
I mean, when you got to the point where you say you were getting ready to drop the crowbar, or you were dropping the crowbar, how close were you to number one, the guy out in the street?
Probably from here to that last bed.
So that last bed looks like it's about...
I don't know, maybe even closer, I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to walk over and stand. Would you look at me?
Yeah.
And I'm walking over here. You tell me when to stop. How close you think? Keep going? Keep going? A little bit farther? Okay, so I'm about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I'm about 21 feet, roughly, real rough, 21 feet. And the cop who was number two that yelled something, about how far away were you from him? The guy that, number two was the one that shot you.
Yeah.
The one who yelled. About how far were you away from him, you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because all I saw was the sparks from the gun.
Okay, saw the sparks from the gun. All right. And were you yelling at anything? Were you yelling at the person when you were chasing after him?
Mm-mm.
And when you cut across coming back around that corner at Bradford and Greenville, were you chasing that guy?
What?
When you cut across this corner, I'll show you here on the diagram.
When I was coming back?
Yeah. Were you chasing somebody?
I wasn't chasing you. I was just coming back.
But you're running back.
Yeah.
Okay. And who was here? Was somebody else with this officer? Did you see someone else with this officer? Like somebody being arrested?
No, because by the time I got back, I was already shot.
No. What I'm saying is, when you came cut across this corner and coming up, and number two yelled at you and fired off around, did you, before he fired off around and yelled at you, did you see anybody here?
No.
Under arrest?
I saw that cop right here, that's it.
You didn't see anybody else with him?
No.
Did you see anybody else with number two?
No.
Okay.
I thought I know.
All right. Take a break for a minute, just for a second. When you were running with this crowbar in your hand, was it up over your head?
No, it was...
Or were you running like, was it, I'm going to show you.
I was running in the running form, I see my hand.
Like, just running like this. Is this right? You see the way I'm running, and I've got my arms bent parallel with the ground. Would that be accurate? Is that the way, you know, like a normal person runs? Or did you have it down, or were you running like this?
I don't know.
You don't remember? Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, based on the information at hand, he's placing you under arrest for 245 of the penal code. Now 11:53 p.m. on 32291. Do you have any questions you want to ask me at all? Okay. Thank you very much. Give me a few minutes. I want you to relax, okay? And
take me out of here?
Oh, I don't know.